listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know what that music means. Time to be joined by the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, right here on ESPN 97.5. Cliff Kingsbury joining us. Coach, what's up?
Not too much. How are y'all?
Doing great, man. Okay, so what constitutes two forward passes? That's what I want to know.
Oh, man, that was a tough one. I didn't see the first one being forward from my vantage point, so I thought it was like the greatest play design of all time. I'm like, they just created chaos and somehow slipped this running back out. And then when I saw it, you know, it's obviously disappointing. You're about to have them in third and 30. Instead, they go down and score a touchdown. And so it's one of those breaks that didn't go your way, but it was an interesting call, that's for sure.
Man, it was so wild.
How do you miss like, that, yeah. though? I mean, how do you?
Yeah, I know. I mean, they have review, replay, you know, eight reps on the field, whatever it is. So it was tough. You know, that's a really good offense, and they don't need any help. So to get them out of that hole when it was about to be third and 30, that was a hard one on our defense.
To be fair, maybe the ref was a little tired, too. I mean,
there was a
lot of points, Cliff. He is a little tired.
Yeah, you know, this is a – but we knew that it was going to be – of course, it was a little bit crazier than I believe even you thought or anybody thought. But fact of the matter is your defense, while it has played in a lot of plays before, 92 plays run by the University of Houston, that's not outrageous for you guys.
Yeah, you know, the Big 12 has come back to earth a little bit when you're talking about plays per game. But, you know, 14, 15, 16 – when Baylor really had it rolling, I mean, that was about week in, week out, 90-plus plays, 16, 17 possessions. And that's what that felt like, an old-school Big 12 game. You know, just going back and forth, tons of possessions, and moving really fast.
Well, while Alan Bowman threw 59 times, you still ran the ball 41 times. And that's pretty good for you. Are you feeling proud of yourself? I'm running the ball more?
Well, we've been trending that way. You know, last year I think we ran it 10% more and would have liked to do it more on Saturday, but they have a pretty decent defensive lineman there in the middle that makes it a little bit difficult to do that as effectively as we wanted. So we threw it a few more times than I initially anticipated because they have a stout front. They really do a nice job taking away the run, and so we decided to throw it more.
We got Cliff Kingsbury hanging out with us, talking some Texas Tech Red Raiders football. In the second half, do you just tell your team, like, guys, you go one drive at a time, get the stop, and then we'll worry about it? Because at that point, I mean, it's getting out of hand. Everyone's scoring. How do you talk that defense up and the rest of the team up when that's rolling like that?
Yeah, you just, you know, like you said, talk about one play at a time. Whatever happened in that first half doesn't matter. It's all about this second half. And I really thought our defense did a nice job settling in. You know, we didn't create any turnovers, which, you know, that's hard to stop one of those offenses when you're not creating turnovers. But they had some big fourth down stops and flipped the field a couple times for us, and we were able to get that 21-point lead there late in the fourth and hold on. So I thought they came out the second half, made some nice adjustments, and settled in and got some key stops.
So, now, don't be modest here. Are you the greatest freshman quarterback coach in college football history?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not a – I don't know if that's that distinguished of an award either, but it's always fun working with the young guys, you know, every day. Got to pour into them, and they're eager to learn, and it's a new experience, and they're trying to pick something up and get better at something. So I really enjoy working with the young guys. It's not how you draw it up. You don't want to coach as many true freshman quarterbacks and have them starting as we have, but that's how the circumstances have played out, and excited for Allen's progress and where he's headed.
605 yards. That's a record for a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I know in the Big 12. I remember Pat threw for 598 when Baylor was number 5 in the country our last game of the year, and I thought that would never be touched. And so pretty remarkable that that record could be broken that soon. But receivers played great. O-line held their own at times versus a really good front, and it worked out.
Man, I'll tell you, if you were my coach and I had those kind of numbers, you'd have a problem on your hands, because I would be dressing like Fitzpatrick after the game. I am wearing chains. I'm like, look at my numbers, coach.
Look at me.
You would have a, as man, Allen, you know, how's he handling all this? And look, the real challenge starts now. Oklahoma State Big 12 play starts.
No doubt. And he understands that. He understands how much better we have to play, and he has to play, and where we need to take this thing for us to be successful. And the good thing is, you know, we've had a nice run of some really talented quarterbacks come through here. And so there's an expectation set. It's not like this is a new thing or some superstar is born type deal. We've been playing really good at quarterback around here for a long time, and he understands that that's the expectation, and his job is to keep that rolling.
Yeah, speaking of which, did you get to see Pat yesterday? He's got 10 touchdowns now in the first two games, another record setter.
I did. I didn't see the game live, but saw the highlights, saw the touchdown passes, and what a fun offense they have to watch with all that talent. Coach Reed, the plan he puts together, and really just cuts Pat loose and lets him do his thing. I've been really impressed by the way he's protected the football and led that team. And it's going to make for some fun games to watch moving forward.
Man, that drive out of halftime, Steelers score, and then he comes down and he's like, no big deal. No big deal.
Yeah, he's had some real practice at shootouts. So I don't think he'll ever blink whenever that score starts rolling out.
That was a Big 12
well,
game.
That's one thing about your quarterbacks, huh?
They don't blink. Yeah, trust me. They don't blink. We keep going. And so I know he's been well-trained in that.
Yeah, no question. I missed the second season, but I'm watching Last Chance U's second season right now, and Buddy with his defensive coordinator, and he's just going nuts on them because they're in shootouts, and he doesn't want to be in a shootout. What's your exchange with Gibbs during a shootout?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's doing the best job that they can. Sometimes in our league, like you've seen, they just go that way. The possessions get at a high number, and the points start rolling. And, you know, you do the best you can in all three phases to slow it down, and you don't want it to get there. But it happens when there's that many talented offensive players in one league and that many talented offensive minds.
Staying with that, with all the coaches, how many voices are in your head during a game?
Not many. We limit it to just really one, unless I click over to somebody else. I work with Coach Johns. He is kind of my eyes in the box to get information and work through play calls together.
We're talking about this a lot, though, is, you know, Bill O'Brien here in the city. He's calling the plays and he's running the offense. When you're head coach and you still have to manage the game and you've got to watch on the defensive side, make sure that you're calling timeouts when you have to, and all of the things that are going on, and yet you're still trying to run the offense and maybe work on some stuff when the defense is on the field, how much more difficult is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a challenge. There's no doubt during the week there's a huge time demand that goes into that, preparing yourself to prepare the game plan and, you know, manage the game and manage all three phases. But, you know, the Super Bowl winning coach last year did it. So there's definitely guys that have done it successfully.
No question about that. I don't think I've asked you about this, about the new redshirt rule. Are you playing more guys early in the season, or are you saving them for the end of the season in case that you have any injuries that you can use a kid and still keep his red shirt?
Yeah, we were thinking the latter, really. We tried to get as many as we could in week two when we had a comfortable lead. And then we're going to kind of sit them and see where this thing goes. If there's attrition late in the year where we would need a body, let's save them for that. And that way we salvage their redshirt year. We're able to maximize them for this year. So that's kind of been our thought process through the first 3 weeks.
The downer on that, though, is that you might not have any, you know, if you don't have any injuries, then the kid might not see the field.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a catch 22. But, you know, most of these league games are really tight. And unless they've cracked the two deep, you know, they wouldn't have been in there anyways.
Yeah. Right. Cliff Kingsbury with us here on ESPN 97.5. Well, did you learn anything from what you saw Oklahoma State against Boise?
You know, they're very disruptive. I thought defensively, you know, their D line was dominant. They have long corners that can walk down, press people, try to take away, you know, your passing game. And then special teams really flipped that game for them with those two block punts. So we'll have a big challenge. They're getting better and better. The quarterback, as he's played, has protected the ball better and is playing at a high level, can really run and create things. And then the running back's one of the best in the country, always have talented wide receivers. So we'll have our hands full. We know that Stillwater's a tough place to play at night. So we're trying to get prepared this week.
Yeah, and that's the extra thing is the night game at Stillwater. What's that energy like? What's that atmosphere like?
It's one of the all-time favorite places for me as far as a player and coach, just because they're right on top of you. You know, the fans and student section is right there, and it's loud, and tremendous facilities, tremendous college game day atmosphere. And so I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun on Saturday night.
They can't use those paddles, though, during the play anymore.
Can they not? I didn't
yeah.
realize that.
Yeah, no, they can use it.
Noise now.
Yeah, they can use it before the play starts, apparently. But I guess when you get to the line of scrimmage, they have to stop paddling.
I'm sure they go by the rules on that deal.
Of course they play. You know they yeah, play by the rules sure. at Oklahoma State. You know Chad Clay. They would never do anything like that.
Nothing.
Come on. Fair.
No bag man anywhere.
Hey, Cliff, one thing from outside of football, anything new on Netflix that you're watching?
Let me see. Not right now. No, I've been getting home a little bit later. I'm catching up on Ballers. That's kind of my deal. I just started back on that. So
What season are you on right now?
The newest one, whatever that is, three or four, where they're taking over the X Games.
Yeah.
So you didn't get through Ozark season two?
I'm midway through it, but I put that down for a second.
You did? Oh, okay, oh man, wait till you see, bro.
Ooh. All right. I'll get back
no,
on it.
No, yeah. it is. But you're on Ballers. You love
I
Ballers.
I love Ballers. Man, I used to hate Ballers, Cliff, and I was like, this is the dumbest show ever. And then, of course, in the off season, we have so much time to watch stuff. I was like, let me just put it on and just, you know, shut off. And I love it, man. It's a good show. This season's kind of it's kind of shaky, but it's a good show.
Yeah, I think getting away from the football scene was a tough swing for them, trying to dabble in the X Games. But yeah, it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
The new recruit's mom is nice.
What?
Decent.
Yeah. Decent. She's nice.
Cliff Kingsbury brought to you by Damaris Barbecue right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll let you go, Coach. Best of luck this week against Oklahoma State.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
There he is, Cliff Kingsbury right here.